Oh, yeah. Studio B, that song is indeed a mighty thing. Here, Amy Ray here on WNCW, and that has a powerful message in it. And I sincerely hope folks are really paying attention to that, you know, and particularly Southerners. And I think how Jesus figures into the life of gay Southerners, or anyone for that matter, you know, that's a complex thing, at least in my mind.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of levels because, I mean, I was raised in the church, in the Methodist church, 3 days a week of, you know, and I loved it. And, but, you know, there was part of me that loved it and still has that. That's my sort of construct that I move through life with, you know, and that keeps me on my path. But the negative parts of it, you know, I didn't realize how they were affecting me, and I had to unravel them for, you know, 20 years.
They taught me to hate myself.
Yeah, yeah.
That's powerful, man.
Well.
And you know, well, that was going to lead me along. I'm glad you did that song, because that's what I was going to talk about this song with you next anyway. But also, like I said, through y'all's music, through your music and through the Indigo Girls music, but outside of that even, your advocacy for not only LGBTQ, but for so many other things as well, including indigenous peoples.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's myriad. I was looking at all of the things that you all have supported and advocated for, and, you know, it goes from women's rights to Greenpeace to, you know, all sorts of things. Is that just something that came, you know, naturally for you all as you grew up and were playing music and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the first part of it was just learning about, like, giving back to your community, which I learned, you know, from my parents and from church. And Emily's dad is a theologian and a professor and very progressive. And, you know, I guess all those things taught us very early on when we were teenagers that you do get involved, you know. So we just, when we were really young, we just started doing, like, mostly, like, for homeless shelters and soup kitchens. And then HIV hit, and we were doing a lot of stuff for Meals on Wheels for folks that were homebound with AIDS. And that moved, and then we moved into environmental work. And it's intersectionality. Everything's related in some way. And when we started Honor the Earth with a bunch of indigenous leaders back in the early 90s, and that's still kind of going on, that sort of shifted everything about our world and kind of how we do activism and how we understand it, and gave us, like, a really good, you know, sort of structure and lens. And so it helped us when we were working on queer issues or immigration issues or anything that might come up that we're working on. And they're all related. It's all about social justice, you mm-hmm. know, really.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of a big umbrella. Yeah,
yeah, it's
right.
A big umbrella, but even environmental racism is, you know, social right. justice issue. So it's you got to work on every, you kind of got to collaborate and build coalitions with a lot of different people, and that's how you make change.
Right. Well, what I love about you is you don't just sing it out to people and proselytize, you know, you follow up and you know, you're involved in it outside of the stage performance. And I think that means a lot.
Yeah. I mean, and also, like, you know, in Indigo Girls, I mean, we try to do, you know, like, I guess the majority of our catalog is probably, like, more about human relationships and love songs, you know,
because, oh, well,
you know what I mean? And which is good. I mean, because it's all this, it's to us, it's all this big umbrella of, like, dignity and being yourself and, you know, being mm-hmm. an individual and being honest and authentic and all that.
That's
stuff.
Right.
Authentic, that word that everybody uses now, but, you know.
Yeah, that's one of those words now, right?
One of those words.
Amy Ray here, Studio B. It's WNCW Spindale, WSIF Wilkesboro. Into our 2 o'clock hour. We want you any hour. It doesn't matter what hour we're in. It doesn't matter.
Sweet.
I know y'all have a show tonight, and you have to get up there and sound check and all that. I really appreciate you making time to come by here in our little studio today. Can we fit in one more song?
If it's up to y'all, we want to.
Oh, we're wide open, man. Yeah.
We're gonna do something from our last record, which was called Holler, and this song is
I was gonna ask you.
Yeah.
You don't mind? You know, I know we have this new record, and we're gonna be playing it plenty. But I love Holler, and I'm still one to go to it quite often. You don't mind, do you?
No. God, are you kidding? Same band. Same producer, mixer. Even.
That was a great record, too.
Thank you. That was made at Echo Mountain, so in Asheville. So, oh, yeah, we're going to do Sure Feels Good.
Oh, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt but on that last song, Honey Cutter Matt over here was the one on the banjo. I wanted to give him credit for that. Dad, nice job, brother.
Yeah, man, he's playing a different instrument on every song in this little session.
Right?
He's shining bright, Matt Smith. You know, we're on the way up here, and he's in the back of the van talking about Bigfoot, so I don't know what's going on with him, but...
Oh, my.
But they do a lot of conspiracy theories in the back seat.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just up there driving. I'm like, what are those guys talking about?
She's just up there driving, working on the next album, right?
It's going to be all about Bigfoot.
All right, Amy Ray in Studio B, one more song. What we got?
We're going to do Sure Feels Good.